Hello, this is Michael Arnhem from Ministry Touch Communications. You're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right, everybody, hanging out. Still down here in Nashville, and I'm hanging out with Dwayne. What's your last name?
Carr, Dwayne Carr,
C-A-R-R. Yep, and he is a representative of Samaritan Ministries. And if you could, tell us, what is Samaritan Ministries?
It is a biblical alternative to health insurance. Rather than having like a Blue Cross Blue Shield, you'd be a member with us. We would connect you with other Christians that are like-minded and would help you pay your medical bills in your time of need.
All right, so it's really actually trying to do an Acts 2 thing, and I'm hearing myself like, you know what's happening? This is like firing back. It's very cool. That's okay. So anyway, so really, you guys are wanting to do like an Acts 2 model. Is that right?
Exactly. Everyone's pitching in to help each other, and, you know, it's equitable. There's no abuse or anything. Everyone's helping each other in time of need, so...
And just so you all know out there, my wife and I, we've been with this ministry and with this company, if you will, for, I'm thinking it was since 2007 when I lost my job and I went and did something else. And here's what's cool is actually we've had a baby being on Samaritan Ministries.
Awesome.
And all of it was paid. Imagine that.
Woohoo! Praise the Lord.
You know, I want to share one more thing that's so sweet and that hopefully will encourage you. We also had a miscarriage in 2009, and guess what? All those bills were paid too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Over $10,000.
Wow. Wow.
And so this is why I want to interview you. It's because people get so wrapped up in, I got to have health care. I got to have health care insurance. Okay. I'm not necessarily saying they shouldn't, and it's not, you know, we should have a wise plan. Why do you think this is biblical?
Because we are commanded by the church to help each other. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is that model. We commit to sending a monthly share to each other in time of need. First 300 is out of pocket, so you're still bearing your burden, but we're coming along as other believers to help you with that. And we'll do that all the way up to $250,000. So that's the deal.
Now, is that $250,000 for a family? Is that $250,000 a year per person? How does that work?
That's $250,000 for each incident or illness. And so if you have multiple scenarios, it would be $250,000 for each.
I mean, that's incredible, I think.
Absolutely. There's no limit on the number of incidents. It's just the first $300 out of pocket and then $250,000 for each after that.
And oh, yeah, I forgot, too. My daughter broke her collarbone. And that was paid, too. Pretty wild, huh?
Awesome. And not only do you get the help financially, but you get the prayer. You get the other folks rooting for you and writing notes of encouragement and kind of addressing the emotional and spiritual side of things, which is unaddressed through traditional health care.
Explain that, if you would. How does that work?
So basically, you inform us as to what your illness or injury is. We then assign specific families to send monies to you. And they're encouraged to send a note, say a prayer, and always be alert. Send a note, pay a share, always be alert in prayer. Got that? And so they pray for you. You contact us at the end of the month to let us know that they indeed did send to you. And you go pay your own bills, and it's a done deal.
So wait a minute, though, because most organizations like you would probably say, send us the money and we'll distribute it. That's not how it works?
No. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens. It's a more direct approach. We actually have you send monies directly to other families. They pay their own bill. They're responsible for that burden. We just have other people come alongside you and help you by sending monies directly to you.
So if I'm in Mississippi and something happens with my family, you're saying that I would receive checks from like different states?
Exacto. you would be receiving a checkoff list of individuals assigned to mail monies to you, checks made out in your name. This is as a result of you getting us all of those original bills. And then they get those to you by the second week of the month. You get us that list of them having sent it to you by the end of the month. And, of course, cash those checks and pay your own bill.
That's awesome. So why did you decide to get involved with this?
Because I love the idea of community, like Acts 2, like we've been talking about. I love the idea of working in a Christian environment with brothers and sisters that are like-minded. Love the idea of practicing real, authentic Christianity instead of just talking it. I love the idea of Samaritan reaching across denominational barriers and ethnic, cultural barriers in the body of Christ, being the body of Christ, for real.
That's awesome. Now, are you married?
Absolutely.
And how many kids do you have?
I have 4 with 1 on the way. That totals 5.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Thank you. Now, since you're on this, are you a part of Samaritan Ministry yourself?
Yes, I am. I'm in the middle of completing a need myself, which actually resulted in a miracle of my vision being healed because I've been praying for over 28 years, not kidding, that my extreme nearsighted vision would be healed. And God saw fit to allow it to be to bring about the healing through a cataract surgery. So now I stand before you being able to see very well at a distance, which has been extremely difficult for me all of my life.
Well, I bet. Well, praise God for that. Yes. That's exciting. Yes. That's awesome. So if anybody wants to get a hold of Samaritan Ministries, how do they do that?
SamaritanMinistries.org or 877-764-2426.
Okay. And this is not insurance, right?
Definitely a non-insurance way to help each other with medical bills.
That's exciting. Now, how long has Samaritan Ministries been around, you know?
We incorporated in 91, actively been sharing since 1994.
Now, so this is not just some pie-in-the-sky idea. This has been going on.
Exactly. We're in all 50 states and countries around the world. And we're over 16,000 plus households strong, serving over 53,000 people nationwide.
And if you wouldn't mind, what typically do the people help with? What I mean is, about how much money is spent out every month, approximately?
The latest figures are about $4 million each month. Because of the latest growth trend we've been having, it's up from $3.8 million to about $4 million in needs shared each month.
Okay, did you all hear that out there? And I'm saying that because that is not a small chunk of change. Everybody, this is doable. It works. And I just want to tell you, it is time for the Christians to actually step up and be true Christ followers and help each other out and not lean on the ways of men, not lean on the ways of human beings. So again, what was that figure that's going out per month?
$4 million each month.
$4 million, everybody. So, I mean, if you're, I'm just going to say this. If you have insurance and it's working for you, stay with it. If you're, you know, like, I don't know what to do, we don't have any insurance, maybe check this out. It is so well worth it. What do you think?
Absolutely. SamaritanMinistries.org.
Excellent. And I just really appreciate you taking the time, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurek.
And this is Brent Baker.
Of Do Not Keep Silent. And we just wanted to share this quote with you.
Watchman Nee said, "Those who say God can or God may, God must or God will, do not necessarily believe at all. Faith always says God has done it."
It is time to get challenged, everybody. Tune in to Do Not Keep Silent. And to find out more information, go to donotkeepsilent.com.
I'm hanging out with Ron Leonard. He's a chaplain in the U.S. Army, and he ministers to our troops. And we just started talking just right away about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing. And Ron, if you could, just give our listeners just What is going on with that right now?
Okay, what's really going on, and I want to clear it up. I'm really kind of pastor to the troops. I retired as a sergeant, so therefore I wasn't a chaplain, and I kind of like to clear that distinction up there. But what's going on, brother Jason, is that we're seeing the chaplains, denominations of the chaplains that are endorsing the Southern Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, you name it, they're coming forward that's saying, don't ask our chaplains to marry same gay lifestyles. And so therefore, what we're seeing is the administration has backed off at this point, and they're saying, we're not going to ask you to go against our conscience clause. And so therefore, they're allowed to do their First Amendment right. So that's good. The bad thing about it is that it's already hurting morale in the military, what it's doing, because people don't want to serve side by side. People have feelings. And then when you deal with people that don't know Christ, you deal with people that have radical feelings that are really ungodly. So
can you give us an example without giving names and all that?
Yeah, there's an example that's actually a chaplain was asked to teach a class on sensitivity toward homosexuals. He said he couldn't do it. He's a full bird colonel. They said, if you don't, you can get out. He resigned, and he had about three other chaplains resign with him. So from that point on, they have backed off now and not asking chaplains to do that. But they put a whole course together of how to be sensitive toward the homosexual lifestyle or the gay lifestyle, alternative lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. And so therefore, the chaplains now are telling us they don't have to go against their First Amendment clause. But that's what happened to one chaplain. There's a colonel. He resigned.
But that more than likely, that's coming regardless.
That's coming. It's coming down the hill. I think it's going to be a year or two till we see it, but because they're still putting all the language together on it. But what I'm hearing from chaplains, and I'm not in the know completely because I'm out, is I'm hearing from chaplains that 2 to 3 years down the road, it's going to be a real war and a real battle.
Okay. All right. And, you know, with that, too, with the don't ask, don't tell, I just want to stand this for a little bit, because a lot of people just say, and I mean, we, with our ministry, we speak to homosexuals a lot, actually. Sure. Just, you know, we want to love them, but we want to know that they're sinning. Okay.
Yes.
And we love them that much, and we're going to tell them. So would that even be an option for a chaplain?
A chaplain, really, it would not be an option unless the person came to him and asked questions. But he cannot, basically, if a guy tells the chaplain that I'm a homosexual and I don't care, he can't say anything to him anymore, because that's been repealed. It used to be, don't ask me and I won't tell you and you won't get discharged. So now, since it's repealed, they can do openly what they want to, and the chaplain really can't do anything about it.
So, I mean, there's a big question. I mean, I even have this question. What are they going to do as far as, like, group showers? And do they put homosexuals with people of the same sex in the barracks? I mean, how's that working?
Well, it's still in the framework. As you know, it's just been 3 to 4 months since this thing has been repealed. So we're still dealing with paperwork on that thing. We're still dealing with the guidelines. So they don't know what they're going to do yet. They really don't have a clue. And they don't have a clue because Scripture is so much against it that you can't go against what God says and have a clue what you're going to do. So that's what's happening. They just don't know what they're going to do yet. And I don't think we're going to see that till a year or two down the road and everything like that is when we're really going to see maybe the co-ed showers or the showers for bisexuals or transgenders or whatever. But, you know, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a real fight. There's going to be a lot of chaplains that will resign and said, I'm not going to do that. My convictions will not allow me to do this. And you're going to see a lot of chaplains get out. You really are.
Wow. Okay. So really we're removing, not totally removing God, but because God can't really be removed,
yeah.
But his people are going to be starting to be removed. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, basically that's what I'm saying is there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be removed. I mean, we're dealing right now. The most I can say, and let me tell your audience, I pray for this president every single night, as Romans 13 tells me to. But we are dealing with a radical administration at this point. And so therefore, they don't care. They just want their agenda passed. And so therefore, they really don't care what God has to say. And so therefore, they're not reading the handbook of what God says. And we're going to see more and more pressure. But didn't Jesus say that if you follow me, you will be persecuted. You will be persecuted for my sake. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. So all followers of Christ can prepare to one day be persecuted for their faith.
Yeah. Oh, we've heard so long, it's coming. Well, it's here.
It's here. But I want to give an encouragement here. There's still hope in Christ. As you guys talk to homosexuals and everything. There's a great group out there called Exodus International that helps people come out of that lifestyle. We've had several Christian personalities, without going into their names, that have come out as an overt homosexual. God will judge that sin. It's an abomination to Him. But at the same time, Christ is still standing there with both arms open, nail-scarred hands, and saying, I'll receive you if you'll repent and come back to me. I'll receive you unto myself. So the love of Christ constrains me to tell people the truth.
Yeah, you know, as we wrap up here, how could people get a hold of you if they want?
Okay, and stuff. I deal a lot. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell is just a part of what we deal with. We work with the post-traumatic stress syndrome of the military and how people can biblically respond.
Let's go into that a little bit.
Okay, what I do is we go into churches where, as you know, reservists are being deployed so much right now. We're seeing an 82% divorce rate at Fort Campbell, which is right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. We're seeing 75% nationwide as far as Army-wide is concerned, as far as divorce, way over the national average. So we're seeing families affected by these deployments, multiple deployments, 3, 4, 5, and 6 times. And we're seeing people come back with memories of their best buddies being killed and everything, and they go through this post-traumatic stress syndrome, isolation, depression. And so I'm going to the churches and talking to them biblically how they can work with that. I springboard off of Luke, where Jesus talked to the centurion servant and said, I've never seen such great faith even in Israel. And so we work with that, and then we also work with Psalms 91, God's Shield of Protection by Peggy Joyce Ruth. We give that out, and people, if they want to, can get a hold of me through my email, which is the best way, in ChristAlone2004@yahoo.com. That's in ChristAlone2004@yahoo.com.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.